Wisconsin football hosting Ohio State at 4:30. Our pregame kicks off right here at WFHL.
Another big game. Woo!
Thanks to Coach Peckham for joining us.
Yep.
Thank you, Seth, for pitch hitting.
Not a problem.
We'll be back next week with more right here at, Kat, you say it.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Eggland's Best.
I'm Peter King. The International Red Cross says Hamas has released two Israeli women who've been held hostage for more than 2 weeks. The agency says they've left Gaza and are now back in Israel. President Biden and Pope Francis have been talking about humanitarian aid and the release of hostages. Mr. Biden, after an economic speech just a little while ago.
The Pope and I are on the same page. He was very, very interested in what we were doing to deal with some of the crises that we're facing.
Regarding any ceasefire, Mr. Biden says Hamas should release all of its hostages and then, quote, we can talk. Israel's ground invasion has been expected for days. It has yet to happen.
I'm Stacey Lynn at the White House, where National Security Council spokesman John Kirby was asked if he feels Israel should begin its ground offensive.
It's our view that the Israeli Defense Forces need to decide for themselves how they're going to conduct operations. We're not in the business of dictating terms to them.
But he says they've maintained constant communication with Israeli counterparts.
To see what their answers are to the kinds of tough questions that any military ought to be asking before you launch any kind of a major operation.
Three humanitarian aid convoys have arrived in Gaza from Egypt today. In Cairo, correspondent Chris Livesay says Israel is watching that closely.
If they get one whiff of this winding up in the wrong hands, they can cut it off. Now, they don't control the entrance at Rafah, but they control the skies. They have airstrike capability. So they're definitely going to be paying very close attention to how this aid is distributed.
Detroit police say there was no sign of a break-in at the home of a synagogue president found stabbed to death over the weekend outside. Chief James White says investigators don't believe the murder was a case of anti-Semitism.
We believe that there are no other groups or anyone else at risk in regards to this particular incident.
He says investigators are looking at some persons of interest, but they believe the suspect acted alone. A close call last night on a Horizon Air flight from Washington State to San Francisco. Here's CBS's Donya Backus.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engine down out of the cockpit.
Authorities say an off-duty pilot riding in the cockpit jump seat of the flight from Everett, Washington to San Francisco tried to shut down the engines mid-flight.
We want law enforcement soon to get on the ground and park.
The flight was diverted to Portland. 44-year-old Joseph Emerson, an off-duty Alaska Airlines pilot, was arrested and now faces 83 counts of attempted murder and reckless endangerment.
Closing numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 191 points. The NASDAQ was up 34. This is CBS News.
Eggland's Best, the only eggs with more fresh and delicious taste, plus superior nutrition, because the way we care is anything but ordinary. Only Eggland's Best.
I'm Dr. Stork. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition, Eggland's Best. With more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Lowe's knows pros want savings now. That's why, as an MVP's Pro Rewards member, you get volume savings on orders of $1,500 or more at the Pro Desk. And there's more. We've lowered our prices on select top products like electrical wire and drywall, so you can get the job necessities for less. Because Lowe's knows savings. Lowe's knows pros. In-store only. Exclusions, restrictions, and more terms apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight, otherwise cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 49, southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, highs level off around 70. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 58, overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin Suicide and Crisis Lifeline receives $17 million in federal funds to expand services. Here's Brittany Merlot.
The 988 Wisconsin Lifeline Service answers 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline calls, texts, and chats from Wisconsin-based phone numbers and locations. These funds will be used to create more jobs within the 988 Wisconsin Lifeline workforce, build connections with organizations that serve those experiencing mental health or substance use emergencies, and raise statewide awareness of the service.
There will be a public hearing in Wisconsin Rapids today on childhood obesity. The speakers' task force will discuss the tours happening around the state. At 1:30, the Menominee Indian Tribe of Wisconsin will discuss their program, We're All Moving. This is a collaborative project working toward lowering obesity rates within the Menominee Nation. That's at the River Block Auditorium in room 206 at 1:30 today. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Shows in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Dom, it's a great day to be a Badger. Not so much a Packer or a Lions fan. Crudy, good to see you. Happy Monday. Nate, working the board, our fair audience. We start the week all over again. Great to be with you all. A wonderful comeback victory over Brett Bielema in Illinois. I like when the Badgers beat any Illinois team. So that was an exciting victory. Yeah. And then that volleyball game, I got to tell you, I'm still very proud of the UW volleyball program. Perhaps it's being called the best women's volleyball game ever against Nebraska on Saturday night. We watched every set. And it's unfortunate that the Badgers lost at the end. But that was a hell of a volleyball game, man. Still proud to be a Badger. And Dom here at Civic Media, we're proud to announce we got all kinds of sports coming down the pike this week. Hell, the Badger hockey team in the top 25 for the first time in 2 years. All right. Badger Bob Johnson used to always say, it's a great day to be a Badger. Or play hockey, I forget which. But the Badger hockey team, 5-1, playing against, you know, Minnesota, there, hey. Playing them Thursday and Friday night. So that'll be exciting. We're going to try to find a place for that. But the Milwaukee Bucks tip off the regular season in 6 Civic Media markets across the state of Wisconsin, Dom. That happens on Thursday night, and then a Sunday night Bucks game, and a Monday night Bucks game. So the Bucks start the regular season, a highly anticipated year, and the Badgers host in Ohio State. I got to tell you. How do you feel about that one, Michael? I hate Ohio State. I hate everything about the state. I hate the speaker candidate from there. Jim Jordan, come on. I hate Jamie Vance. I don't like anything about the state of Ohio, especially not a Buckeye. And unfortunately, I think they're going to come here and hand us our asses. But after the, you know, the Illinois win, and they sort of roughed up Penn State. Penn State's ranked number 6 in the nation. Ohio State, currently undefeated, 7-0, ranked number 3 in the nation. Curdy, are you still salty about the Ohio State? Didn't you lose a bet to some guy in a bar? Monopoly Paul. Not so long ago, man. Well, it's been a while now. It's been a while now. It's been 4 years since we were in Columbus for that debate, Tom. That Sicilian interest, 100% interest compounded twice daily. Monopoly Paul, you're gonna owe him some money, man. Well, that's why I don't like Ohio. And I'm staying the hell out, Tom. Politically, let's start with the great state of Wisconsin, because it is a great day to be a Badger. And Jennifer Rubin over at the Washington Post, she's taken note of the fact the Wisconsin Dems, big wins for the rule of law, might be an inflection point.
Oh, keep your fingers crossed.
Republicans for years have relied on highly gerrymandered districts to achieve what they could not in fair elections. But in related victories over the past 2 weeks, Wisconsin Democrats have beaten back attempts to subvert election results, helping to preserve free and fair elections. And the most important of these concerns, the state Supreme Court and a Republican movement to impeach liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz over comments she made before joining the court about Republican-led redistricting. Now, Dom, the New York Times reported on the 12th, Robin Voss, the Republican Speaker of the State Assembly, said at a news conference in Madison he would not seek to remove Justice Protasiewicz based on the argument he and fellow Republicans had been making for the past 2 months. That statement she made, calling the maps rigged during her campaign for office this year, compelled impeachment if she refused to recuse herself from a case challenging them. Protasiewicz, elected overwhelmingly by 11 points in April, I'd like to take a small little fraction of the credit, 1 to 2 points tops, but a little credit. Again, Protasiewicz, elected overwhelmingly by 11 points in April to the swing state in the state Supreme Court, refused to recuse herself from a redistricting case, a move Republicans previously insisted would trigger an impeachment drive, Dom. But the fate of the Republican plot might have been sealed after Voss convened a panel headed by former Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice, the choker, Dom, David Prosser, to assess the matter, only to be told by Prosser that there was no basis for impeachment. Now, subsequent news reports indicated Voss lacked the Republican votes to pull off the stunt. I'm less clear on that point, Dom. How did Republicans prevail in a state with a near supermajority Republican legislature protected by extreme gerrymandering? Early polling suggested the impeachment threat was never popular. Democratic State Party Chair Ben Wickler told Jennifer Rubin that he and his team were able to build on the notion that, and here's a quote, Tom, people hate partisan conflict for partisan conflict's sake. And while not declaring complete victory in a fight to avert a state constitutional crisis, Wickler said in a phone interview that the state no longer faces a short-circuiting of the judicial system. Republicans really did react to public pressure. Did they, Dom?
Kurti Rubin goes on to write, that pressure, unsurprisingly, was the result of Democrats' massive efforts to engage, educate, and enlist the public in pushing back against what amounted to an effort to reverse the voters' April pick of a progressive justice who threatens to append the GOP grip on power and protect abortion rights. Can't have that, Kurti. When Voss started revving up his base to impeach Protasiewicz, Democrats initially felt somewhat fatalistic, Wickler acknowledged. After all, Republicans controlled both state legislative bodies by overwhelming margins. However, Wickler galvanized the party to raise $4 million, initiated a door-knocking and ad campaign, and focused media on the latest Republican effort to subvert an election.
Hey, Tom, we're media.
Hey, that's us. Republicans didn't come to their senses about democracy, Wickler said, but they realized they didn't have cover. Once they recognized there might be an enormous price that Democratic Governor Tony Evers could simply replace Protasiewicz with another progressive judge, they beat a retreat. They walked the plank, Wickler said, and found themselves in shark-infested waters.
Did they jump the shark down?
Perhaps. He analogized that Democrats' victory in the 2017 fight over the Affordable Care Act in Washington, when congressional Democrats beat back Republicans' repeal efforts despite their overwhelming numbers. While the Wisconsin mobilization would not have been possible without Wickler's insistence on year-round organizing. After Protasiewicz's April victory, the party didn't reduce its staff or outreach efforts, he said. As a result, Democrats were prepared to wage the battle against impeachment. In the state Supreme Court case challenging Republican-drawn maps, if the justices side with plaintiffs, every state senator and state assembly seat could be on the ballot, many running in brand-new districts without the advantage of incumbency. Federal district lines remain unchallenged by Democrats, a wise strategic choice, since such litigation could wind up in the highly partisan U.S. Supreme Court. a redistricting victory could create a slew of competitive seats that the state's voters have not seen in decades. In other democracy-related news out of Wisconsin, Republicans have abandoned their attempt to fire the state elections commissioner.
Less clear, Jennifer.
Megan Wolf, attorneys for the legislature's top Republicans, told a judge that a September vote to fire Wisconsin Election Commission Administrator Megan Wolf was symbolic and that Wolf is lawfully holding over in that position despite her appointment expiring July 1st. Wisconsin Public Radio reported on October 16th. That contradicts what some of the lawmakers publicly said in recent months about their efforts to remove Wolf from office. Rubin continues.
If I may, I'm sorry to interrupt, Don, but how nicely WPR calls them big, fat, lion liars.
Well, you can't call them welders, Curdy. Rubin continues, just as Republicans realized impeaching a state Supreme Court justice would raise a storm of protest without a guarantee of success, they turned around on a dime, claiming that the vote to remove Wolf was just messaging. You know, it's messaging, Curdy, and symbolism. Wickler pointed out that the GOP abruptly changed the topic, pushing anti-LGBTQ plus legislation and rejecting other gubernatorial appointees, something practically unheard of in the state. Given Democrats' success, Wickler has begun working furiously with state assembly and Senate Democrats to raise money and recruit and train candidates for what could be a breakthrough election in 2024. Democrats now have a real sense the sun is rising on their political fortunes, he said. Yeah, man, we talked to him last week. He's given me hope, Crudy. Democrats hope their Wisconsin victories can be duplicated elsewhere. Wickler, with Michigan Democrat Chair Lavorna Barnes, have been sharing insights and strategy with other state party directors, eyeing possible gains in states such as North Carolina, Ohio, and Arizona. The Wisconsin lesson, says Rubin, even in less than ideal conditions, defenders of the rule of law and democracy can organize and still hope, drive public opinion, and defeat authoritarian efforts to protect incumbents. Authoritarians depend on complacency and defeatism. Democracy's survival depends on optimism and talented leadership. Wisconsin Democrats certainly have plenty of both, according to the opinion of Jennifer Rubin, columnist over at the Washington Post.
Now, Dominic, we are going to play that interview with Ben Wickler. He joined us last Tuesday on the big show from the Jade Monkey, that funky monkey, the cocktail lounge, the party edition. Well, Dom, tomorrow will be a travel day. As you know, I'm going out to D.C. soon. So we will replay that interview with Ben Wickler. And if you missed it the first time around, well, now's the second chance. Second time's the charm. But I got to tell you, I share the optimism of Ben Wickler. I am proud to be a Badger Democrat. And I think that perhaps, Dom, perhaps the sun is rising on this new dawn of the Democratic Party here in the state. It's hard to know how to recruit, though, when you don't know what the maps are going to be. But if we get brand new maps for 2024 all across the state, every legislative seat is on the table, Tom.
Everyone. Every single one.
Well, I would feel better about the Democrats' chances than the Badgers' chances against Ohio State this weekend.
You got to have hope, Crudy. You got to have hope.
I do have a little bit of hope, but I also, you know, I have a strong sense of reality. And the bad stuff, it's not done yet. Robin Voss, he hasn't given up. He's just, you know, retreated around a hill for a bit, you know, like trolls do. Come back with us. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. When you say Devil's Advocates, you've said it all. You can always be a part of the big show. 844-967-2789. We take your calls on the other side. The big Badger Monday edition of the Devil's Advocates. Partner.
Around the corner.
Around the country.
Or around the world, take WFHR with you wherever you go.
Take us to work, on the boat, or in the stand this hunting season.
Download the Civic Media app and make WFHR your co-pilot all day, every day. And never miss another news update, Badger game, or serious comedy to start your day.
WFHR is here for our community by keeping you informed and entertained. So take us with you and never miss a beat.
It's that time of year where things go bump in the night. Ghosts and ghouls and goblins are spotted roaming the foggy late-night landscape, preparing for Halloween. Coming soon, there will be tricks and treats, costumes and fun. But remember, there's only one thing more scary and disturbing than vampires, witches, or even clowns. The most frightening thing of all, an old, rickety, dark and dirty porta-potty. Don't let the thought of a porta-potty frighten you. Crockett Septic has a huge inventory of porta potties available for events, parties, and promotions, and they're always clean and comfortable. Stay away from those nasty porta coffins and call Crockett Septic for a porta potty experience that won't scare the well, you know, out of you. From Rome to Rudolph in Junction City, Grand Rapids, and Nakusa, all the way to Point and Plover, Crockett Septic can handle your porta potty needs, holding tanks and septic pumping too. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456.
Choosing where you get your mortgage is important. You may be a home buyer looking for mortgage options or a homeowner looking for a home equity line of credit. That's why you should consider a trusted partner like Members Advantage Credit Union. They can provide low and competitive rates and closing costs with free and easy pre-approval. Visit MembersAdvantageCU.com to learn about home loans or home equity options. That's MembersAdvantageCU.com. Members Advantage Credit Union is an equal housing opportunity lender and federally insured by the NCUA.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Monday to us all. Join us on the lines. You got something to say at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, tomorrow for me, a travel day. Because Crudy's doing DC, baby. The rest of the week, I'll be there Wednesday and Thursday. You know, I got some big guests lined up. Our pal Bill Press joins me live, 5:30 Central Time on Wednesday. Mark Pocan, he and I will do a little in-chambers interview on Wednesday. And then on Thursday, Dom, I am accompanying Mrs. Crudy, who is there for her own advocacy. She is a caregiver, and she's representing National Caregiver Organizations. And she's got a hell of a schedule. A, she'll be doing the Empowered Caregiver Show from D.C. on Wednesday night. So I hope that goes well for her. You know, it could make the make or break the rest of the trip for us. But, you know, on Thursday, here is her schedule, my understanding. She's got appointments with U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin, our pal, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson, former friend of the Devil's Advocates, Mark Pocan. She's meeting with my congressman, our congressman, and Derek Van Orden. My wife has a scheduled meeting with the 3rd District Congressman from the great state of Wisconsin. And I don't know how I feel about that precisely. And while Ron would see me coming, if I was just a, you know, just a proud husband there to accompany his wife and showed up at Derek Van Orden's office, Tom, I don't know if they'd see me coming. They don't recognize me, not the way Rojo would.
But I mean, this is Liza's deal, man, right? This is about caregiving, and presumably he has an opinion or something to offer. She wants to pitch something. I mean, there's a point to that, I guess.
They're,
I just hope, you know, she gets there, like, maybe I'm thinking the best window would be, you know, post hangover, but pre-happy hour. So maybe like 2 p.m. I'm just spitballing here as a guy who drinks a little myself. That's what I would suggest.
If you had to pick a sweet spot in the Derek Van Orden schedule. Well, clearly I'm not going to interfere with what she's there to do, Dom, but right, more of a casual observer. You know, maybe just to get some clandestine video of, you know, what's in the liquor cabinet. We'll see.
Well, you know, checks, you know, if your feet are sticking to the floor, if there's some red Solo cups hanging around, you know, that smell of stale beer, you know, those little fruit flies that, you know, if you don't clean the taps come around, just let me know, man. It's hard. You can only guess. So, you know, you're going to be there. Just let me know how it smells.
Find out what sort of establishment he's running, whether it's a clean bar or not. Right. You'll smell the good chemicals, right? They sanitize right. Everything. They smells wipe like everything
bleach,
away.
All right.
844-967-2789, but I am quite excited. Dom, we have not been to D.C. since Trump got inaugurated.
Yeah.
Now, the women's march was a much, much better event, let's just say. And better attended substantially, I would yes. I would conjecture, Dom. But we have not been to D.C., and I have not gone without you to D.C. since Donald Trump's inauguration. Do you think it's back safe to go swamp. Back in the water, back in the swamp, Dom? I mean, there's...
We need good people in D.C., Crudy, so I'm glad Liza's going.
You know what I'm really there to do? To cover the speaker race, Dom. Yeah. Do you think we'll have a speaker by the time I get to D.C.? They're supposed to vote tomorrow.
No, I don't think you will. They're supposed to what? The meeting today, private vote tomorrow, and then floor vote on Wednesday, maybe? I mean, but who can believe anything coming out of that caucus right now?
I am less clear who's leading the Republican caucus. You know, we've got some new polling that would suggest Republicans would prefer no one lead the caucus. Now, I'm not talking about the congressional Republicans per se, although I bet the numbers would break out evenly, similarly. Yeah. But Aaron Blake over at the Washington Post, I'm not going there, but Aaron Blake said 55% of Republicans think it would be better if we just shut her down. They're only electing a speaker so they can shut down the government. The chaos will not end with the election of the speaker,
even with the government shutdown. Okay, great. Congratulations. Now what?
Not wasting Step money.
Yes, they are. Because when you got to wind the machine back up and you got to pay interest and costs, and then what? Then we get jacked because now we're not viewed as a credible country. I mean, there's all sorts of practical, real implications to not governing. And they're saying this. I mean, this has come out of Republicans' mouths. And I'm not even talking about, you know, the Twitter storm or Trump Truthy Social storm that he goes on and the random terrible things that come out of his mouth. I'm talking about the leaders of the GOP, the megas in the House, in the Assembly, are sitting, we can't govern. Well, what a great messaging platform you have. No, you can't govern. Maybe you should try. Maybe you should elect people who can.
John from Boaz. Welcome, John. What do you got for us?
Hey, John.
Hi. Good afternoon. And I tell you, I went to Washington, D.C. many years ago, and you can't miss the Smithsonian Museum.
I'll miss it. Not going for that, John. My brother interned over there at the Smithsonian. He's the big shot in the family. I'm going to skip the Smithsonian. I'm going up to Capitol Hill.
Anyways, you could go to the Capitol Hill. You could go to the great cathedral of Roman Catholic cathedral they have there.
Skipping the church. Anyways, not going to church.
I have a question about our Wisconsin government.
Yes, sir.
The great state of Wisconsin government. Now, we have a balanced budget, right?
By law, because they do cash accounting. So it's always balanced. Meaning, as long as you got $1 in the bank, it's technically balanced, John.
Okay, so technically, everybody in the state of Wisconsin has $4 billion. Now, they always say, who is getting... We have a credit of $4 billion, but that's $200 million of interest that's payable to us. You see?
I don't see, John. I don't see. Actually, the current surplus is like $7 billion. And if I get my little piece of that, I'll be spending it up in D.C. Because Crudy's doing D.C. this week. You can come with us. You can always come with the Devil's Advocates. I'll take you with. Carry on luggage and all that kind of stuff. 844-967-2789. But we're not done yet. A lot more of this big show. More Devil's Advocates.
Broadcasting from the city where the official bird is the plastic pink flamingo. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Dave Pack.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. More than $402 million has been allocated to the Safe Drinking Water Loan Program. These funds will help 106 municipalities improve drinking water quality for people living in Wisconsin. The money will be awarded to municipalities over the next year and dispersed as eligible costs are incurred. It will help construct needed water infrastructure projects, including replacing lead service lines and addressing PFAS and other contaminants. Governor Evers said there will be a special focus on small and disadvantaged communities. The United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Day of Caring was a big success this weekend. 448 volunteers raked 80 yards on Saturday. Many area sponsors helped by providing t-shirts and breakfast to the volunteers. There are free monthly stock boxes of pantry staples available for seniors in Wood County. The Southwood County Hunger Coalition provides these to eligible seniors. Call 211 for more information. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The morning show on WFHR. It's informative.
Have neither of you been on sleigh rides before?
Yeah, never, never. No. I've never been on.
Really? Mm-hmm. I've been on like dozens. Oh, my gosh.
We got to do
and I don't even like winter.
What kind of life are you living, Seth?
He was way up in the, he was in the, like, really?
Northern Minnesota, yeah. I mean, come on.
Every neighbor has a sleigh in their barn.
Big words from someone from Toma.
Oh, it's on now, bro.
Every weekday from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Naheem Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care. And they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to get high-speed internet now. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Scattered thunderstorms likely tonight. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Lows level off around 49. Southerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 70. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 58. Overcast skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Pick for worst U.S. senator. Our state has seen fit to have him represent in the U.S. Senate. Not once, not twice, but three times a row, Joe Dom. He becomes such a royal pain in the neck that his Republican colleague, Mitt Romney, asked him if there's any conspiracy theory he doesn't believe in. He doesn't believe there's a climate crisis. He says Social Security is a Ponzi scheme, and he abhors the COVID doctor, Anthony Fauci. But there were many who truly thought he lost his marbles when he referred to the people who stormed the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, as peaceful protesters. You know, stand inside the ropes and, you know, hardly scared, Dom. Not like it would be.
Single file. Right.
If they were Black Lives Matter protesters, that'd be.
Well, then that would have been a problem.
And yes. A little scared.
Scared.
Dom, then two of the state's congressional districts, the 7th in the North and the 5th in the East, dispatched two rabid Donald Trump acolytes, Tom Tiffany and Scotty Fitzgerald, to the House. They immediately distinguished themselves by trying to disenfranchise millions of American voters by advocating the overturn of the U.S. presidential election, an election that they themselves had won. Again, Fitzy and Tom Tiffany voted to overturn, I believe it was both Arizona and Pennsylvania.
And it wasn't essentially some of their first acts as newly elected congressmen.
Well, they were
welcome to the party,
I believe, on January 5th, and then January 6th happened the very next day.
Wow.
Above and beyond that, there are only two speaker candidates out of the nine Republicans being selected through who did vote to certify the actual outcome of the U.S. election, right? Seven other only candidates.
Incorrect.
And that doesn't even count Jim Jordan or Scalise. They voted against the peaceful transfer of power.
Greg Sargent tweeted out, Tom Emmer and Austin Scott are the only two who voted to certify the 2020 election. Mike Johnson, Byron Donalds, Kevin Hearn, Jack Bergman, Pete Sessions, Gary Palmer, and Dan Muser all voted no on certifying the 2020 election.
Dominic, hearkening back to Tiffany and Fitzgerald, they both have become members of the chaotic House caucus that can't get its act together. Tiffany wants the U.S. Attorney General to probe naked bike riders in Wisconsin. Fitzy is busy working on plans to shut down the U.S. government. They both want to impeach Joe Biden, and they're fans of off-the-wall Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan. But then there's Derek Van Orden, Wisconsin's latest gift to the U.S. Congress.
Is that what it is?
The state. Well, and I would say if you got a better song than Dave Zweifel, Dave Zweifel's take on this, send in the clowns, 844-967-2789. The state's third congressional district, which has sent mild-mannered Democrat Ron Kind to represent them for 26 years, and soft-spoken Republican Steve Gunderson for 16 years before that, switched gears and picked the bombastic Van Orden to take their place. A little gerrymandering of the district helped too, perhaps true to his status as a Navy veteran and a SEAL. Van Orden talks like the proverbial drunken sailor whenever he gets angry, which apparently, Dom, is often.
Crudy Zweifel points out he made headlines this summer when he threw a tantrum directed at teenagers working summer internships for their members of Congress at the Capitol. Anger that the kids were taking a break by sitting on the floor of the rotunda, he called the pages jackasses and pieces of S, call it crap, and he told them he didn't give an F who you are when they tried to explain. Like all too many of his Republican colleagues, Van Orden made up a lie, contending that they were disrespecting the soldiers buried under the rotunda, something that was never the case.
What about the January 6th protesters, Tom, of which Van Orden was one, whether or not he entered and, you know, somehow desecrated the graves underneath the Capitol rotunda, which do not exist? Wasn't he also being a tad disrespectful colleagues were wiping feces on the wall of the U.S. Capitol? Did that desecrate, you know, your memory of the Civil War soldiers?
Trying to murder democracy in this country when you're trying to overturn an election in this country based on lies, based on misinformation, based on what? The fact that your orange guy lost and he's been feeding you something all this time. So either you're ignorant enough to believe it and have terrible judgment, or you know it's a lie and you're part of the conspiracy, which means you're also not fit to be in Congress. But I digress. Weeful goes on. He was at it again, talking about Van Orden. He was at it again a few days ago when he became verbally abusive during a briefing Biden administration staffers were giving members of Congress about the Hamas attack on Israel. Van Orden was described as acting belligerent towards the briefers when he asked questions, cursing at them and calling them pathetic. When others in the room booed him,
boo this man,
and directed a couple of F-bombs at them. Maybe he still thinks he's in the Navy. He tried to explain his tirade by claiming to be angry over the Biden administration releasing $6 billion to Iran that was obviously used by them to help Hamas. That was yet another lie. The $6 billion was still on hold. There was a day when Wisconsin members of Congress were bona fide leaders in Washington. Today, too many of them are bona fide clowns. According to the opinion of Dave Zweifel, editor emeritus of the Capital Times.
Remember Derek Van Orden's fine staff, I'm sure. You know, nothing but the crackest of people out in D.C. If you happen to be monitoring this broadcast right now, Zweifel said all those bad things about your guy, not Crudy. I'm coming out open-minded to D.C. to see if he can be a moderate, because he's trying to pretend like he's a moderate, Dom. You know, when he comes back to the district, I don't know if you know this, but Van Orden tries to play it real moderate. You know, I'm just trying to find bipartisan solutions out here in D.C. to serve the people in the third. That's what he claims.
Of course he's not. I mean, of course that's a bunch of bunk. The way the man acts towards, I don't know, I mean, this reporter. You don't hear this about anybody else. I mean, this is beyond. As mentioned, as Zweifel brings up, you know, Tom Tiffany and Fitzgerald, man, these guys, they're something, right? But then this extra gift of Van Orden, it's like those guys got infected with the Trump thing and went all mega and, you know, have anger issues. You know, maybe the guy needs a hug, but he does not treat people well. He doesn't treat his constituents, the 17-year-old he was, you know, berating at the library when he checked out all the LGBTQ books because apparently that's bad for people. And then he had to bring them all back. And then when he's swearing at kids, I mean, child abuse in their faces, swearing at them. You know, did he smell the booze on his breath? Did he have a little of that spittle coming out? I'm just curious. I'd like to know. But they're minors, so they wouldn't release the video because the parents didn't want that.
Didn't want their minor children targeted by MAGA buddies of Derek Van Orden.
Right.
Same kind of guy, Derek Van Orden specifically, that would take a loaded handgun with a bullet in the chamber on a return flight from Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And my question has always been, how'd the gun get to Cedar Rapids?
Well, I can only assume there's two ways, right? One, he drove to Cedar Rapids in a rental car and then flew back with the gun. Or he bought the gun there, which could be right, and then he brought it back with him. Or he had it with him on the initial flight and just brought it back with him and got caught on the return flight.
I told you about that donor from Coral Gables, Florida, so enamored with Derek Van Orden. Had him at the house that night before I met him at the Pfister Hotel.
Oh, yeah.
I asked that guy, is that what they taught him in the Navy SEALs? You bring a loaded handgun with a round in the chamber on a domestic commercial flight? That's acceptable? Now, this guy was charged and convicted, right, Platt? But yet he serves in Congress at the will of the people of the third. I hope
come
they
on,
can.
People of the third.
Come on, people of the third.
Yes, people of the third. I mean, Van Orden's he's shown you exactly who he is, and I don't believe that that's who you want. I have a really hard time believing that the fine citizens of Wisconsin in the third district want a hothead, out of control maniac representing you like that in Congress.
Let's talk policy for just a minute. Let's not bury the man in his bad ideology. Let's talk policy and his bad policy for just a minute. A letter to the editor at the Capital Times, a guest column written by Darren Van Ruden, a family farmer here in the state of Wisconsin, writes, Derek Van Orden chooses big corporations over Wisconsin dairy farmers. This one also from the Cap Times. Van Ruden writes, I'm a proud third-generation Wisconsin dairy farmer. There's nothing quite like having living on the same land that your family has called home for decades, passing down these skills and continuing the legacy of those who have come before me. But farming is a tough business, and when we have a member of Congress who doesn't look out for us, it becomes even tougher. That's why Rep. Derek Van Orden record of prioritizing the wealthy and big corporations is so troubling, and why we need to do better. When I graduated from high school, Wisconsin had a little over 44,000 dairy farms. By 2000, that was cut in half. And today, we have under 6,000 dairy farms in the state.
Wow.
That's quite a reduction. That's bad news for our economy here in rural Wisconsin. When agriculture shrinks, communities lose their post offices, grocery stores close, school districts combine, and families suffer. And Wisconsin farmers need a champion more than ever, but so far Van Orden has failed to deliver anything other than empty slogans. Just days after he took office, Van Orden crowned himself the Cheese King of Congress. But dairy farmers like me are still waiting to see the results of his self-appointed royalty. Despite being a member of the House Agricultural Committee, which writes the Farm Bill and has immense power to make things better for our industry, Van Orden hasn't listened. We need a Farm Bill that looks out for smaller farmers and cracks down on unwarranted expansion of the largest operations. They're CAFOs, right, Dom? The truth is, the greed and blind pursuit of capitalism is making it harder for producers here in the 3rd District. But despite raising concerns with Van Orden's office, he hasn't included amendments to help the small farms in the Farm Bill and hasn't stood up to the big corporations who are using the current policies to put family farms out of business. As Van Ruden writes here at the Cap Times, a guest column, but this is business as usual for Van Orden. In office, he has continued to choose those at the top over what's best for us here in Wisconsin. He voted for huge tax breaks for large corporations and to protect wealthy tax cheats, even though letting them off the hook means working families are forced to pick up the slack. And he opposed important legislation that is reducing costs, capping insulin prices, and making healthcare more affordable. These are the policies we should want. A little bit more.
Dairy farmers and anyone who values the economy in rural Wisconsin have to demand better from Van Orden. We're waiting for him to stand up to big corporations and fight for working families who make the 3rd District what it is today. Darren Van Ruden is a 3rd-generation dairy farmer and advocate for Wisconsin farmers from Westby, Wisconsin.
I guess that wasn't
a piece at the Cap Times.
Sharing so much is calling for a relief pitcher at the end.
That's right. I nailed it, baby. Strike right down the middle. 844-967-2789. Oh, we got some callers holding. Sit tight. We'll come back. Take your calls. And I'm curious, other than bring out the clowns, what would be the soundtrack of these leaderless, rudderless, what, anti-democracy Republicans? Only 2 of the 9 actually voted to certify the 2020 election. The rest are election deniers. What would be your song? I don't know, maybe Liar. Something like that. I'm open. I like to hear something. You know, I only know the metal stuff, the rock and roll. So if you got something else, you know, Crudy, I know you like the pop in the country. So if you got something to offer, please let us know. 844-967-2789.
Dom just hopes for less Sinatra and more speed metal.
Sorry, my dear. But where are the clowns? Send in the clowns.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Relationships.
Building them.
Making them last a lifetime.
Since 1978, Clary has worked to develop true relationships with you, our customers. Hi, I'm Sean Clary, president of Clary Building Corp. Relationships are what drive our success. So whether you are looking at storage for your toys or a new egg building, we hope to exceed your expectations each time we serve you. We are here for every stage of your life. Build your dreams today at clarybuilding.com.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything, helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people, a neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Bulls advocates.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devils Advocates radio show. Phone lines are open, 844-967-2789. What is the soundtrack of these congressional Republicans? I throw this one out there. It just came to me, Nate. Free Will Burning by Judas Priest, 1984. Remember when I heard the song? All I could imagine was that, you know, that rubber tire, you know, rolling down the street on fire. You know what I mean? That's what these Republicans
are. Tire fire.
Free Will Burning, baby.
A dumpster fire. A Trumpster fire. It all kind of rhymes. 844-967-2789. Your selections for soundtrack of the Wisconsin congressional delegation. How about Traveling Man for Van Orden? He flew town last weekend when Jim Jordan might have needed his vote.
You know, he gave the people of Israel his solemn vow that if anything happened, he'd be there for them. Well, then he maybe should, you know, be elected in Israel, because I'm not sure how his being on the ground in Israel is going to provide any greater insight than, you know, actual experts that are still, this is what they do for a living all the time, instead of pretending to, what, represent the 3rd District of Wisconsin and screaming and yelling at
teenagers. Hey, you effing shut up, you dumb kids. Very important man. 844-967-2789. Cindy from Appletown. How you doing, Cindy?
Hey, Cindy.
Good, how are you?
Excellent.
Good, I have two things I have. First of all, I think we have less farmers, but I think we have more farm animals in the state now than we've ever had because of these CAFO situations, which are not good. And as far as the farm bill goes, I wish the two of you would talk about the EATS Act, which is horrible legislation that's been wrapped up into that farm bill, which is going to give domesticated animals absolutely no rights whatsoever. They're going to stack those poor things 20 stories into the sky. So I wish you'd do a little research on that and talk about that. But that's what I had to say.
Cindy, we will do our homework, but perhaps not in real time. We'll get to it. 844-967-2789. I hate to be called out for not doing my homework in real time, Cindy.
There's a lot. There's a lot to keep track of, no doubt about it. And that's why we rely on a very intelligent and capable audience to, you know, sometimes bring to light issues that we may not be immediately aware of.
Well, there are a few clarifications on the text line as well. And you can text us or you can call us, 844-967-2789. I do have a few other political headlines, but first the text line. Badger Bob said, it's a great day for hockey. I think I corrected at some point. Jeff from Shorewood's hammering us. Nate the Great is the best part of this show. Well, he's not bad, but I say we play some small part.
I know, Jeff.
Also, Jeff apparently, or somebody. Oh, that's not Jeff. DC, it's about time the greatest show in radio does some networking. That's what I'm doing. Call it networking. Someone else calls it Recon.